Okay, so let's continue with the Ramban. The Ramban's Mahal from the Gemara. So we saw the Ramban, this Masbah, the Essen Limud of Hilchi Yusuf from Sharmud. The Ramban began, Ma'inyin Zeh Tzolzeh. What does one thing have to do with the other? What does Sharmud have to do with Chesed Gimel Shanim? I explained that the Ramban's problem is that the Ramban's question is, Sharmud's not a riot. Gimel Palmim, from Sharmud we learn out that Gimel Palmim is a Vesis, it's a Regilus, it's not a Mikra. But it's not a riot. How do you become a muksuk? How do you become a muksuk with something that's not a riot? Like we saw in the Ritva, that the Ritva says that's the preface to the sugya. If the tefisa is not muchachas after one time, then it's not muchachas after three times. So what does Sharmud give me? So Rabban's teretz is, then in the chenami, Sharmud's not a riot. Sharmud's not a riot. Gimel Pomim and Gimel Achilus are not a riot. But what Gimel Achilus do is they break the Cheskes Marakama. With that, it works much better if you hold like the Tzoyis Tzoyik of the Kvega, the Cheskes Marakama is not a Moisim Chavel of a Raya. It's not a Cheskes Momen. From a Cheskes Momen, you need a Raya. What would it help? What, copy the Ramban's question, copy the Ramban's problem. You know, where's the Raya in Gimel Pomim? So if Cheskes Marakama was also the Nevam Moisim Chavel of a Raya, then to break a Marakama, to break a Cheskes Marakama, you would also need a Raya. So then what's the whole Shakta Vatayah in the Ramban? We'll still have to say, if the question in the Ramban is, which I think it is, it's awesome in the Ramban, but from his teres, you see what his question is. Right? The Ramban be'etzim is awesome. How do you go about the breaking, you know, analyzing Ramban like this? He asks, Ma'inyan Sharamud Eitzel Cheskes Gimel Shanim? And his answer is that it just breaks the Cheskes Marakama. And the Melium, and it just breaks the Cheskes Marakama, and Mele, the Marakama is nostalgic, and now you can be Machzik. I'm not reading the Ramban inside, but those are Mamish Lashonis of the Ramban. So what did he gain? We don't know what his question was, but from his answer, we can maybe work, do a reverse engineering and figure out what was his question. So I think his question was, to become a Muchzik, you need a Raya L'chara. It's Momen. If you want to become a Muchzik, you need a Raya. Where's the Raya in Gimel Pomen? One time's not a riot, and three times is not a riot. So his answer is, no, we're not looking for it. It's not a riot. Nechanami is not a riot. You don't need a riot. You only need a riot if the Marakama would be here. So you would need a riot to be right from him. But here the Marakama is nistalik. Once the Marakama is, the Gimel Palma make it that the Marakama is nistalik. Once the Marakama is nistalik, so now already you can be mafsik without a riot. So how's the Marakama nistalik? How does Gimel Palma misalik the Marakama? If Cheskes Marakama is also a mechirel of a riot, so you need a riot to be misalik the Marakama. So I think from here, it's a big chizik. We'll see Behemshech also more indications to this event. That the Ramban holds that Cheskes Marakama is not Hamaitzim Chaver Levarai. It's not a Cheskes Momen. It's a Chazoka Kamaisa. It's the same principle that if a bias had a nega before the Kohen, when the Kohen was in the house, it probably still has a nega after the Kohen left the house. To break that, you don't need a Raya. To break that, all you need is a Reyesa. That presumption, you need a Reyesa in the Chazoka Kamaisa. What you need to break a Chazoka Kamaisa is a Reyesa. The Gemara says there about Gimel Pomim is a Reyesa. I already saw three times phenomena that shake up my assumption that nothing changed. The Bailus didn't change. There's three indications, Shtikas Abayim three times, that indicated that something did change. So Melech Cheskes, the Chazoka Kamais is broken. The Marakam is out of the picture. Once the Marakam is out of the picture, so to be Machzik in a Soda without a Marakam, you don't need a Raya. It's enough to have a Chadyoim like the Ritva and the Rabbi Yehuda say, Darv Chagayim is enough. You don't need a riot to be Machzik and Asada once you've gotten rid of the Marakama. That was the Mahalach of the Ramban. So the Ramban continues, and on this basis, he explains the next step in the Gemara. Where the Gemara asks, Ima Sharamud and the Gich Reviz Lemachayef HaChanami HaChon Reviz Lekayim Rishusay. The Gemara asks, you should need a fourth Achilah. Just like by Sharamud, you need a fourth Negicha to be Chayef. So over here also, you should have to have a fourth achila. The Gemara answers, no, you only need the fourth negicha because otherwise, what's the bichaya for? But be'etzim is a shomud after three times. So it's a strange salkadaitach in the Gemara. That the mu'odis is only with four times. In all of Shas, we have many places where we say the chazokas with three times. And it's learned out from shomud. And nowhere else does the Gemara ask that you require four times. This time, the Gemara asks b'teresh, but this is part of the problem in the Gemara. This is the only place where the Gemara is all of a sudden thinking, has this havamina that maybe you need a fourth time. The Gemara never has a havamina that maybe to be needed to establish a vessel, it has to have four times. Like Sharon Wood, you need a fourth time. We'll learn that from Sharon Wood, and it says three times. Yeah, not the worst question in the world. Maybe all those other Gemaras are after this Gemara. This is the one Gemara where this strange Havamina occurs, and the Gemara shoots it down, and it never pops up again. But still, Aledavu. So Rabban Alpidarkoi says, shot in this Gemara, why over here the Gemara thinks you need a fourth time? About a three times establishes the regula. So why is that happening? Why does the Gemara think that you need to have a fourth time? Says the Ramban, "V'ha'inu dakshinon imasho amura negicher v'yis," and so on. Kolema, "Afa pishi yotze michazoka shel tamos." That's a lot of truth that after three times it's yotze micheskas tam. But leid nichnas lechazoka shel muodus atar mevi'is. Three times breaks the cheskas tamos. But it's not, maybe enough, the Gemara thinks, it's not enough to go into cheskas muodus. And therefore, hachanami, le'nichna soda zu becheskas ha'loikhoi, the soda shouldn't go into the chazoka of the machzik, be becheskas ha'machzik, ad shona revius. Afal pishi, yotzus mishus ha'meicher, even though it went out of mishus ha'meicher, after three times. Ve'echu ne'mon l'gamri, but it might say after three times, he's ne'mon l'gamri. Why is he ne'mon l'gamri? He shouldn't be ne'mon l'gamri. It should take a fourth time to be machzik to make him into the muksik, even though it's yotzer mishus amarakama, but to be nichnas l'shusa, you should have to have a fourth time. At kam the Rambam. The Ritz is moisif for Knech. He says the Gemara's question is avada the marakama is gone, the cheskas marakama is gone, but so far, but the marakama still claims that it's his. He lost his cheskas marakama. But he's still a guy claiming that the field is his. And you're just a guy, you're the machzik, you're just a guy claiming the field is yours. So let's say Kaldol and Gvar. Like, fine, the Marakama is not a Marakama anymore. We're not going to give it to the Marakama. But maybe now it's in limbo. Kaldol and Gvar. What makes you the muchzik? Maybe you need a fourth time to make you the muchzik. Just like you need a fourth time to become a, for the shor that already went out of Cheskas Hamas to go into Cheskas Muodos. So that's the Gemara's answer. So then Gemara answers that no, it becomes a muod after three times. Three times not only takes it out of Cheskas Tamas, it puts it into Cheskas Muodos. So Meil Avir also three times goes out of Cheskas Marakama and you become the Mux. So Chaya, it's also this hard to understand. This whole Shakla Tari is hard. This whole, if the Marakama is gone, so then why would you need a fourth year to become a Mux? The Dar B'Chayim is enough. The Ritz himself who says this Pshat. He's one of the ones, the Rishonim, who said that in a case where there is no Marakama, Darba Chayim is enough. So if I got rid of the Marakama, so then it's enough, Darba Chayim. To become a Muxup. Why should I say Kolog? The Marakama is gone, I'm here, Darba Chayim. Maybe you need 3 years in a day. Maybe I could entertain that you need 3 years in a day. But not a fourth year. That was the whole strategy of the Ramban. That you don't need a riot to be machzik. You don't need an achilu. You don't need a riot to be machzik in a sod if there's no marakama. So shoot down the marakama and mele, you don't need anything. So Rav Nochum said in this line of the Ramban, this piece in the Ramban, that the Gemara that have Amino, that even though after three times the chazoka kamais is broken, that the shor, let's say, goes out of being the cheskas tam. But the chazoka kamaisa is still has a last gasp that even though it's no longer the cheskas tam, but maybe the chazoka kamaisa still prevents the shor from being a shor amud. And you need a fourth time to make it to give it a cheskas muad, After three times, it's not the cheskas sheloyigach. But you need a fourth time to make it the cheskas sheigach. That's for sure. It's not Becheska Shaloyigach. If it was Becheska Shaloyigach after three times, the Bible wouldn't have to watch it. And if the Bible wouldn't have to watch it, why would the Bechayim Nezek Shalom? About it, that's for sure. After three times, you don't. The Shor needs to be watched. Because it lost its Cheskas Muodos. It lost its Cheskas Tamas, rather. Maybe the Torah calls it a Shor Muod. Mud means that it not becheska sheloyigach, but it's becheska sheigach. Maybe that needs a fourth time. After three times, it's not. After three times, the chazoka kamais of tamus is weak. It's not. You can't say anywhere that it's becheska tam. But maybe it still has it still has enough presence that that you need a fourth time to go all the way and to make it into a Bechezka Sheigach. And meanwhile, it's like in limbo. It's not Bechezka Sheigach, but maybe it's not yet Bechezka Sheigach. So Al Derech Zeh, the Gemara Haram, you know, that maybe, since the Gemara didn't have this, the Gemara thought that's why you need the fourth time. The Gemara answers, no, you don't really need the fourth time. It's a Shoram Wood after three times. You need the fourth time because you need for what to pay. But it's a really short, it's Bechezka Sheigach already after three times. You established a pattern that it's a Nagchen. But the Gemara's Havamin was, three times doesn't establish the pattern that it's a Nagchen. It only becomes a Nagchen, a Muad Ligach, Bechezka Sheigach, after the fourth time. Because you see, that's when it pays Nezek Shalom. So it must be not outside of Cheskas Tamas, because you see the Bayon have to watch it. But it's not yet. The Chazaka Kamaisa goes, it dies not with the bang, but with the whimper. So the Chazaka Kamaisa goes, first it's no longer Bechezkas Tamas after three times, and then the fourth time it goes totally out of the original Chazaka Kamaisa, and now it becomes Bechezkas Shiga. So therefore the Gemara thought that maybe the same thing over here. Fine, the Chazaka Kamaisa no longer is here enough to say that for sure it's the Murakamas. But maybe it's here enough, maybe the Chazaka Kamaisa is still enough here, sufficiently here, that it can prevent the guy who's in the Sodah from becoming a machz, from becoming a muchz, from it becoming presumptively his. Normally, in a blank slate, darba chadyayim, is enough to make it presumptively yours. But maybe where you had a chazaka kamaisa, and it's only been three times that it was nisara, but not yet a fourth time. So maybe until you get a fourth achila in there, maybe the cheskes marakama still has enough influence. Not to make it in the chazok of the merkama, but to prevent it from being in the chazok of the machzik. So may it be called olang bar. And the Moriah says, no, it's a mistake. That's not true. That's how Rav Nochum explains the Ramban. I think Sereva clearly copied the question that I raised before. In all of Shas, the Gemara never has this problem at a fourth time. Three times is a chazok. We never had a tzad that you need a fourth time. In all of Shas, because three times is a pattern. That's true. Three times is not a mikra. Three times, even in the Gemara's Halamina, three times is not a mikra. Three times breaks the Chazaka Kamaisa. Three times certainly does establish a pattern. But the Gemara thought that it goes, that you need a fourth time to... Actually, I'm not so sure. In this Havim, you know, three times breaks the old pattern, but it doesn't yet establish. This Havim in the Gemara, three times breaks the old pattern, but it's not yet enough to establish the new pattern. So actually, I'm not so sure. Maybe by need also to make a Vesis, maybe you should need four times. Maybe we're not going to be Marviach anything in that. Okay, anyways, that's not such a terrible kasha. Maybe in Chanami, all the other Gemaras are after the Maskana of this Gemara. I don't know. Originally, I thought maybe it's a Rebbech there also. You see that three times is something. Lemechash miboy. Maybe I'm right. It's enough lemechash. No, it's after three times it broke the pattern of Nats. It broke the pattern of Tamus. It broke the chazaka shelo yigach. So the bialim thereafter bechayshish. Maybe it's going to be negeach again. It's not becheskes shigach. It's not becheskes mud. But it's not becheskes tam. You have to watch it. You have to be shomer it. So maybe the same thing. So neither after three times. It breaks the chazaka. It means that on the let's say the 28th of the month, when she saw on the 28th of the month, so now she's not becheska shaloytir. A normal woman, she doesn't have to be vedic all the time because we assume she's not going to see today. But three times she saw it, she's now already you have to be chayshish, so she has to do a bdika. We're not going to make her into a bar anido, but she has to do a bdika. So maybe it is good all over. We only need the three times is enough. But over here, we want to do more than just get rid of the Murakama, break the chesdach, the presumption that belongs to the Murakama. We want to create a presumption that belongs to the machzik. Otherwise, we'll say kol dolang bar. To create a presumption that belongs to the machzik, the Murakama Havim, you know, that's the fourth time when it becomes becheskes mud. And then the Murakama answers, no, it's not true. Three times does both things. It breaks the cheskes tamos, and it creates a cheskes mud. It breaks the presumption that it was the Murakamas, and it creates already the presumption. It's enough already to create the presumption that it belongs to this, that it belongs to the machzik. or maybe say it better, three times does both. It gets rid of the presumption that belongs to the Murakama, klape the Murakama's claim that it's his. And it gets rid of the Murakama's ghost that's trying to prevent it becoming in the presumption of being the machzik's. He doesn't need three times for etzem. Klape the whole world, he doesn't need three times. Klape the whole world, all he needs is chad yoyma. He needs to get rid of, but klape the Murakama, he needs two things. The way the Ranochim is explaining the Rabban. Klape the Murakama, he needs to break the presumption that it belongs to the Murakama. And he also needs to break this extra thing that Ranochim saw in the Rabban. He needs to break the Murakama's influence in preventing his becoming a muchzik, because the Murakama's cheskes Murakama is makes it in the presumption of the Murakama, and it also makes a presumption that it's not his. So those are two different things. That's what the Gemara thought. Maybe it happens in two different. First, you break the cheskes tamus, and then you need a fourth time to put it into cheskes muotus. Otherwise, the cheskes tamus prevents it from becoming a becheskes muot. So here there was a halamino that three times it breaks that it's no longer becheskes the Murakama. But the Murakama's presence, his chazoka kamaisa, still is good enough, still has enough left, a last gasp, that it stops him from becoming the muchzik. So it'll be called on the guard. So the Gemara's answer is no, three times does both. It gets rid of the Murakama mikol l'chol. It gets rid of the Murakama that is not becheskes the Murakama. And it gets rid of the Murakama that the Murakama is not in the way of his becoming a muchzik. And then he becomes a muchzik taka with Arba
Chayim. At what point in the fourth year is this happening? Would we in the Havmina?
At the end of the fourth year, the end of the fourth achilah. Four achilas, yeah, the end of the fourth achilah.
Would it be possible to learn up the maskav de gemara that really only two times is needed to break the, as the gemara sticks with its assumption, and that maskav is that two times?
That's how the gemara like. The gemara explains that after three times it becomes really a mood. It just my l'shalom. It just it's the shor is a mood, but it and it's chayiv nezik sholom. But it needs to break something before you can act it, before it's relevant.
As in,
unfortunately, right, that it becomes a muad after three times.
As in, two times to break the Murakama, the third time is necessary to get rid of the last
guess. No, I don't think there's any reason to think that. Because, first of all, nobody would ever say that after 2 years it's called on the black. That would come out the way you're suggesting, that would come out that after 2 years you become, after 2 years you're not a muxik yet, but it's called on the black. Then after the third you become a muxik. That's about not true. Okay, then the Gemara continues, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't get the Ramban didn't quote the pasuk. I just quoted the pasuk. I wouldn't. I think the Gemara is not coming from the pasuk. The Gemara is coming from the Chiyuv Nezek Shalom. You see, the Chiyuv Nezek Shalom is the fourth time, and the Gemara thought that the Baalim have to watch it after three times. But the Chiyuv Nezek Shalom is after four times, because it's not to be Chiyuv Nezek Shalom. It has to be a mood. It's not enough. That it's not a tam. Yeah, this chidushim here of Avakama, I don't know, we're not holding the Avakama, but this chidushim here of Avakama, to have a chiv shmir, it's enough to three times that it's not becheskes tam. But to have the chiv nezim shalom, you need a cheskes mu'ud. You need to be becheskes sheyigach. Mechatez, I don't even know that even. Any of that. I'm not sure. There's two possibilities. I think there's two stone on the one hand. I can hear the argument. If if the cheskes marakama is broken, no longer in the presumptively the marakamas. But he prevents the machzik from becoming a muksuk. That means that nobody's a muksuk, so then everybody else could also come into this kol dolan raya. So free for all. The other tzadnat is to say that even though the tzadnat is to say, well, we don't know. It's not. We can't say it's becheskes hamachzik. That is presumptively. We can't say it's presumptively the marakamas because three times broke that presumption. We can't say that it's presumptively the machziks, because that much the marakama is still preventing till the fourth time. That much he's holding on till the fourth time that he prevents the machzik from getting a presumptive ownership. But we could still say that it's presumptively one or the other. You know, because if not for the machzik, it would still be the marakamas, and if not for the marakamas, it would be, so it's presumptively one or the other. We don't know which one. So then, therefore, somebody comes in from the outside. He has no standing over here, because it is becheskas either the marakama or the machzik. Maybe that's the ashes. Okay, the Gemara goes weiter, and we're going to see the Hemshech, how the Ramban explains it. Yes. Okay, one more, and then we have to move. Yeah.
How can it be that your chayav
to pay the full
amount on the fourth
Minyuchah until after the fourth Minyuchah?
How can it be that
your
chayav to pay the full amount on the fourth
Minyuchah
if it's not
becheskas muad until after the fourth? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Somehow it's enough. Yeah, it's hard to understand. We're going to have these problems later on in the Tosfos also about the Yud Gavan and Yud Tur. I don't know. I mean, Imamish belongs more to Baba Kama, but somehow, at least in this Havamina, it's enough that the Bailam couldn't rely on the Cheskes Tamos, so they had to be Lamechosh Miboy, they had to watch it. And now the Shor is a Cheskes Shoram Wood, because they had a fourth time that makes it Becheskes Sheigach, and that's enough now to be Mechayev the Bailam. Yeah, it's hard to understand what's the fourth time Yosef. Everything has to do with the Pshias of Bailam. The Pshias of Bailam was what he had after three times. After three times, he knew that it's not Becheskes time, he had to watch it. So the fact that the Shor itself becomes more Mu'ud after they're in the fourth time itself, like the Bailam didn't know about that when they were being Shemurit. So why does that play a role in the Chiyuv of Nezek Shalom?
Another question also, why would you after it's Becheskes Mu'ud, if it tours again, you kill the Par, right?
Well, that's the normal atonement, it's killing another Behemoth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you kill a par after one time. Schiv Kaifer is after three times. Yeah.
Maybe the in Chazara, does it mean if the par sees another, if it goes through the same situation three more times, if it's Mu'ad, then it could go back to Chesed Tam. So maybe after the third, if it just does one Chazara, and then it would go back to Tam. But once you do the fourth, then you need three more to get back to Tam.
Yeah, that might be true, but that's not where the Gemara is coming from, because like that's maybe the outgrowth of what the Gemara is saying.
But
the Gemara, where did the Gemara get the notion that after that the four times makes it into a mood? Like Mechatesa, maybe just stops being a tam. That's it. A mood is not the definition of a mood, that it's not a tam. Somehow the Gemara thought, no, you see it's called a shor mood. It's a shor mood. Behind the shalom, it's a shor mood. But maybe that happens on the fourth time. So that's hard to understand. What is that maisif, that it became a shor mood? The Chara, what's important to us is what was it when the Bailam was failing to watch it? And that's not a tam. So that's it. Maybe that's all there is. Mechatesh, there's some other layer of being a mood. Yeah, where in the Torah did the Gemara see have a, it's only Havamina, but where in the Torah did the Havamina see somewhere in the Chukei HaTorah that there's some cheskes mood that it has to achieve after in the fourth time? If there's something that you have to achieve in the fourth time, then how are you mechayev for it? I don't know. We're going to have this a similar problem later in Tosfos. Tosfos says that even on the tzad that the purpose of the hador is the yudi gavra, but you chayev for the fourth time, even though he was only over on the hador two times. Yeah, I don't know. We're not learning Baba Kama, I suspect that this must be deep in the sugis of the Gavi, the Tura, those sugis, but we're not holding it. When we look at the regal, we didn't get that far. Okay, anyway. So the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says, Elamiato, Chazok, Sheni Matina, Tele Chazok. Alomat Nan, called Chazok, Sheni Matina, Ena Chazok. Feel a limit of Helchiusha, why do you have to have a Taina? Chazok and Sheni Matina should also work. And the Mishnah says you need a Taina. So my answer is, Taima Mai, Damrina, Dilma Kedakoma, Hashta. Dilma Kedakoma. Hashta, Iule Taina, Anan Nitimle. So this Gemara obviously is on its face is cryptic because what does Chazok Hashem Matayna have to do with Hol Chiyusha? If there's a din, you need a taina. Maybe you need a Ezra. Why do you need a taina? But whatever, if we understand that every din Torah you have to have a taina. Well, that's the Pashup Shot. The Shot is to have a din Torah, you have to have a taina. You can't show up in Basin, even if you have Rias, you can't show up in Basin and say, I don't have a taina. You want to come to Basin, you have to have a taina. So Chazok Hashem Matayna, maybe you have the Raya. Gimel Shonim, maybe it's a Raya. According to the Rabbi, Gimel Shonim is a Raya. But you can show up with the riots, but you have to have a title. So what does that do with Holchei Yusha? So the Rabban, this is one of the big prophets in the Rabban Shita. The Rabban, a lot of Rishonim follow the Rabban. The Rabban, Rabban Yoyim, the Ritva, the Ran, they all follow the Rabban. This basic approach over here, that the site of Holchei Yusha is that you're not coming to be Meitzi from the Murakama. So since you're not coming to be Meitzi from the Murakama, you're not having it entirely with the Murakama. If you were having it in Torah with the Marakama, Bobby would have to time it. You're not having it in Torah with the Marakama. The Marakama is out of the picture. He had a Chazok HaKamaisa. It was broken with the three times. Now you're coming de novo. You're just to be Machzik in a field in which there's no Marakama. For that, you don't have to have a time. You're not having it in Torah with anybody. You don't have to have a time. You dar b'chad yoyim, you become a Muslim. So that's the Ramban. I'll read the Ramban. The Ramban says, V'hayinu d'akshin and ima sh'ramur and l'git. I'm sorry. Since it's out of the reshus of the meicher, meaning the chari means out of the presumptive ownership of the meicher, out of the cheskes marakam of the meicher, so lama tzorich se l'tayna. Havadi ainet tzorich l'tayna l'kshayishli ma'ar edim ahedoshi shaloi. You only need a tayna when the ma'arer, somebody's coming, he's ma'arer on the field, he's opening it in Torah, he has Edim, he has a claim on you, so you need a taina to counter his claim. You need a taina if you have a Marakama, you need a taina to counter his claim. You have it in Torah. Somebody comes to you with a taina, somebody comes to Beis Din with a taina that's enough for Beis Din to listen. That means a guy shows up to Beis Din and doesn't have anything, he says, yeah, you know, Rabbi Shulman's a thief, so that's nothing, but I don't have to taina back, I mean, there's no grounds. But if he comes with some kind of grounds, then Beis Din is opening the case. So I have to have a taina. I have to have a rejoinder. So you have a Marakama. He has something. He's a Marakama. He has a presumptive ownership. So I need a taina to have a din Torah with him. But if there's nobody that I'm responding to, just a field without anybody. It's a blanket. It's a blank field. Then I don't need a taina. I don't need a taina. I mean, I can say it's not hefka. Nobody's claiming the field is hefka. I'm not claiming the field is hefka. I'm just claiming that I bought it from the Marakama. So it's not that I'm cleaning in a hefker, but if I'm not having a dinner with anybody, then I'm not answerable to anybody. If somebody comes to me and says "Mamata Isa" in this field, I can say goodbye. Any mashiv chadover, I'm not interested in talking. Why should I even tell you? What are you, the commentator? I have to answer. It's none of your business. So you need a taina when there's a person. You have to respond when somebody's coming to you with something. The Marakam is out of the picture. So why are you mechuyev to respond? That's the Gemara's kasha. Yeah, the Gemara is beautiful. If you're a man, that's mamish, a big rebach here in the sugya. The question is, then what's the Gemara's teretz? The kasha is the Gemara, but what's the teretz? What's the Gemara's teretz? So the Ramban says, umefakina taima mai, and so on, kalema. The field didn't leave the Marakama's Mishusa on its own. The only reason why, the only route how the field could have left the Mishusa of the Marakama is because the Machzik bought it. So therefore the Machzik has to taina. If he doesn't taina, Nimsir b'shus shel rishon, so mele it's still in the b'shus of the rishon. A little bit dvar mistumim. What's he say? We had a very good picture. The Gemara's kasha. We had a beautiful explanation of the Gemara's kasha. Cheskes gimel pa'omim gimel achilas. It breaks the cheskes marakama. There's no longer chazoka kamaisa. He was shaysik three times. It's ma'ara the chazoka kamaisa. He's out of the picture. Now there's a dintayra between me and myself. There's nobody else here. So I don't need anything. I don't have to answer to anybody. Beautiful. So what's the teretz? It's very not clear what the Ramban wants. So in the Ran, who learns the Sigal there after Ramban? So the Ran says that it means that even though every achilo is a reyes in the cheskes marakama, but if the guy doesn't say anything, if the guy who's living there doesn't even say that he what to feel, doesn't tie anything, so that's a reyes in the reyes. The achila is a reyes in the cheskes marakama because it indicates that I bought the field. But if I myself don't say that I bought the field, so then the achila no longer can indicate that I bought the field. If it doesn't indicate that I bought the field, then it may be strange. Why would the Baalim Shaisik? It's not strange. But strange is nothing. The strange is only productive if it indicates that I bought the field. If it can't indicate that I bought the field, then it's not a reyesa. Because let's say we knew for a fact that I didn't buy the field. Let's say that could be established. Somebody was loizozo yodim, two eidim were loizozo yodim, and they know for a fact that I did not buy the field. And I was in the field for 3 years and the Baalim was shaysik. So it would still be strange why the Baalim was shaysik. 3 years, the Baalim was shaysik, it would be strange. But okay, it would be strange. It would be a UFO. It would be a strange thing. There are strange things in the world. But if it can't say anything, it doesn't break the Cheskes Marakama. It can only break the Cheskes Marakama if I have some explanation. It hasn't worked for you. Yeah, but something, you know, a guy was lumber base of chorus, and he was, and he's Kareya Kalim, and so on. He has all the simonim of a shaita. So it's a, three times, it's a race, it's a raya that he's, there's a muksokas that he's a shaita. Yeah, but if we know for a fact that he's not a shaita, then it's just, then we have three strange phenomena, but it doesn't do anything for us. So the reyes itself is only a reyes if it indicates, the reyes only breaks the cheskes marakama if the reyes indicates that he sold the field. But if the guy himself doesn't say that he broke, that he bought the field, so that's already that's an indication. Maybe it's not a raya gemura, but it's certainly an indication that he didn't buy the field. So if he himself is indicating that he did not buy the field, so maybe it's a wash. On the one hand, the three times they seem to indicate that he did buy the field. That breaks the cheskes marakama. On the other hand, his shtika seems to indicate that he did not buy the field. Maybe it's not a raya, he didn't buy the field. Maybe he's just a taciturn guy, but it's still an indication he didn't buy the field. So it cancels out. So it's not a raya, and the cheskes marakama remains. That's the Ran. The Ran continues and he says, Mimela comes out, so Pig Nafkamino. He says, the Ran continues and he says, that's why Yorshim don't need a Taina. The Mishnah says that even though a Chazoka needs a Taina, but the Yorshim of the Machzik, who have no way of knowing, so they don't have the Taina. For them, it's enough Chesed Yimusonim, they don't have the Taina. So says the Ran, why don't they have the Taina? You need to have a taina always. So he says, because here you don't need to have a taina, really. Be'etzim, you don't need a taina. The Marakam is gone. You don't need a taina. The only thing is, your shtika is a reyesa in the Gimel Achilus. Your shtika is a counter reyesa to the reyesa of the Gimel Achilus. That's true if it's the shtika of the guy who knows. But the shtika of the Yoshim is nothing. The shtika of the Yoshim is not a reyesa. They're shtika because they don't know. So since their shtika is not a reyesa, their shtika doesn't undermine the. So be'etzim, you don't need a taina. Chazaka does not need a taina, be'etzim. It only needs a taina to prevent it being an a counter reyesa. But by the yoshim, where their shtika is not a counter reyesa, so then they taka don't have to have a taina. That kind of they're on. So just to point out, one second, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish in a couple of places. The Gemara says beferish in Nafchav Gimel that the reason why the yoshim don't have the taina is because taninim psach pichal ilim, since they don't know, based on taina is for them. What do you need it for? What do you need? I mean, that's always a rule, Tainina. Even when you need a Taina, but if the guy has no way of knowing, so based on Taina's worth. What do you need? Be'etzin, you don't need a taina. The taina is when you're having a din Torah. He's not having a din Torah. The Merakam is nostalgic. You don't need it. There's no din Torah. So what do you have to go? Why doesn't we have to come on to Tanino? For that matter, we have a Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph. We talked about it in the past. The Gemara says, what if the guy's taina is, he doesn't really have a taina. He says, I bought it from somebody who says that he bought it from you. So the Gemara says, well, if that guy was Darba Chad Yoyim, then we'll say Tanino. And if it's not Darba Chad Yoyim, we won't say Tanino. Is there a Reyes over there? There's no Reyes. The fact that I'm not tining is not a Reyes. I'm not tining because I didn't buy it myself. I know I bought it from somebody else. But I have the Gimel Achilus. The Gimel Achilus broke the Cheskes Merkamo. So why do I need that the guy should be Darba Chad Yoyim? If the Ran is telling me that Be'etzin you don't need a Taina, you just need not to have a Reyes. But that's you don't need a Taina. Three Achilles breaks the Cheskes Merkamo, breaks the presumption that it belongs to the Merkamo. Now you're Machzik without it in Torah. You're Machzik in a vacuum. So you don't really need a Taina. So why does the Gemara say, what's the Gemara's Taina? Says the Ran, because your lack of a Taina is a Reyes. But if you're not saying anything, you're just saying Mipanya Zavinta Da Omli Dizav Neminoch, then there's no Reyes in your lack of a Taina. So why does the Gemara say you need Darba Chad Yoyim? What's the Pashat answer? Here the Ran says that really three times your Mesalik, the Merakam is gone, you don't need a Taina. You only need a Taina, that it shouldn't be a Reyes to your lack of a Taina. But you have all these Gemaras that say that, no, you have to come on to Tanino.
The reason the concept of Tanino exists is precisely because they don't have this weekend. I mean, the reason base symbol would be calling for them is because we're not expecting them to know.
No, but it's not true. It's a rule. Even in places where you do need a Taina. Even in places where you do need a Taina, we always have a rule that for a parati or something. Even in places where you do have to Taina, but that's a rule in general. If for Yoshin, we Taina. Like we have by the sugya of Eden Prayer Tetzmanic. For Yoshin, for Lukuchas, we say Tanino. That's even in cases we do need a Tanino.
This is Hochayusha.
Oh, the Ran's only saying in Hochayusha. That's the whole kunst of the Ran. That Hochayusha hold that Cheskim Shonim is not a Tanino. It's not a Raya. You're not being Maitzi from the Merakama with the Raya. You're getting rid of the Merakama and you're being Maxik without a Raya. But Rav is Taka Chaylik. The Ran is what the Ramban's base medrash, the Ritva's base medrash, that the Rava holds that the Achil is a Raya to be, you're being mighty with the Raya. So what do you need three times? Because Teich Gimel is an Achvish Torah, but Be'etzin Achil is a Raya. So the Gemara, we pass like Rava. So all the Rishonim say we pass like Rava, not like Hochi Yusha. So all those Gemaras are not going in Hochi Yusha. But Lefi Hochi Yusha, the Ran is explaining the Mishnah. The Gemara is not Shver, the Gemara is not like Hochi Yusha. But what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Kol Chazaka Sheini Matayin Eina Chazaka. But a Yorish not. Says the Rat, Lefi Hochi Usha. Hochi Usha's take on the Mishnah will be, they only need a Taina that it shouldn't be a Reisa. That's why for the Yoshim, that's why the Yoshim don't have to have a Taina. The Rat never said it in Rova. Yet, very Gishmak, the Rat. The question is that what the Ramban meant? Also. The Loshin is the Loshin of the Ramban. Seivel, this parish of the Ran. Lefi the Ran, the Gemara's answer is that the Bemis, you're right. Yitaka don't need a Taina, but the lack of a Taina is an indication that you didn't buy it, and therefore a lack of a Taina breaks the Reyes of Gimel Achilus. It's a counter Reyes to the Reyes of Gimel Achilus. That's the Ran. What about? So let's look back in the Loshon of the Ramban and see if the Ramban's language could bear this interpretation. So again, the Lashon Ramban was Mufakino and Taim Amai Bechulei quotes the Gemara and he says Kaloima Im Loi Loch Chaze Vadene Ale Lo Yotzer Mishusay. Certainly, it didn't leave the Rishus Lamerkama on its own. It only left the Rishus Lamerkama because he bought it. If he bought it, Lefichuch Tzorech L'Taino. Therefore, you have to have a Taino. Sheim Loi Ton Loi Lochcha. Because if he doesn't taina, then he didn't buy it. Nimsir b'shus yishol rishon, the male is still in the shus of the rishon. I think it could be soivel l'ran. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. Last time we did b'asra, I thought the Ramban is not mashm like the Ran. I'm thinking, reading it now, I don't know. Maybe it could be soivel l'ran. He means male, since it's only a reyesa, because it's an indication. The gimel pomim is three indications, not reyes, but indications, reyeses. That it was Yotzer Mishus HaMerakama, so it breaks the presumption of the ownership of the Merakama. Says the Ramban, yeah, but it certainly seems to be an indication that it's not the Merakama's. But the only way it could not be the Merakama's is if he sold it to the Machzik. It didn't leave the Merakama's Rishus on its own. So it can only be a Reisa if we can interpret it to mean or to be an indication that the machzik bought it. But im leitan leilocha, she im leitan leilocha, which will mean, if we're going to read the Ram back into the Ramban, it means if he doesn't taina that he bought it, then we have to assume that he didn't buy it, or at least it's an indication that he didn't buy it, or a glamour lover didn't buy it. And Mimela, despite all the raises, Nimsi Rishus is the Rishon, it remains in the Rishus of the Rishon. So maybe it's Takanasib, maybe the Ran, even though it's a little bit sosum in the Ramban, to read it back into the Ramban, it's maybe a little bit cryptic. The Ran is very clear what he's saying. He's saying, it's Tak, you don't need a Taina. But it's a Reyesa in the Reyesa. Not exactly the lesson of the Ramban. The Lashon of Ramban, again, it's not impossible. I think you could, if you wanted, we could read the Ran into the Ramban. But if the Ramban meant the Ran, I don't know that these are the words that the Ramban should have used. It's a little bit chaster, the main punchline. It's not really a taina. We don't really need a taina. We just need, there should be a reis in the Gimel Achilles. I thought maybe the Ramban means something else. It means that even though about it, it has to be true that there's no direct din Torah between the Marakama and the Machzik. They're never talking head to head, because if you were talking head to head to be Meitzi from the Marakama, you would need a raya, and you don't have a raya. So a lot of the strategy has to be that you get rid of the Marakama and then mainly your Machzik on your own. Like the Ramban already explained Barichus. What the Ramban now is being Moisif, though, is that it's not mamish that first you get rid of the Marakama with the Gimel Achilus. Now he's out of the picture. Now you have a blank slate. And now you're machzik in the car. Because that would work if there was the Gimel Achilus, Kachem HaShoh, show that it was Yotzimei Lev from the Rishus of the Marakama. Nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. I'm just the guy who's eating the pears. But the pears, the Achilles pears, indicates that it's Yotze from the Shusha Marakama. And they finished. Now the Marakama is out of the picture. Now I come and I'm Achzik in the Soda and I claim that it's my son. But about it, it's not true. Me Alela Yotze Mishusha. The Reis has to indicate that I bought the field from the Marakama. That's what the Reis has to say. So the Moshe, clappy the rest of the world, is not a Reis. Probably anybody else who wants to make a claim that he bought it from the Marakama, the Gimel Achilles don't do anything, because it's only the Gimel Achilles are only indicative that the Machzik bought the field from the Marakama. That's where the Reis lies. Now this is a different kind of Reis than let's say by Gimel Negichas. Gimel Negichas is a Reis that is not a Tam. Finish it. The Reis, Batsim, the Negichas are Reis that is not a Tam. No further interpretation needed. Over here, the Achilles are only Achilles. The Achilles are only raised in the Cheskes Marakama because they say that it belongs to the Machzik, that the Machzik bought it. If they don't say that the Machzik bought it, then they're not a raise. But that's another portion. And the Ran will then continue that sentence and say, so therefore, if he doesn't say anything, it's a grace in it's not B'Torah's Taina, it's just a raise in the race. I think the Ramban is mashma. No, it is b'taras time. Maybe I want to suggest what the Ramban means like this: that the reyesa is that every achila is an indication that I bought it from the Murakami. So every achila, what drives out the Murakama is that I'm being driven in. Every achila is an indication that it's no longer the Murakama's because he sold it to me. So every achila says that I bought it from the Murakama. That's what the achila says. And what's weakening the Cheskes Murakama, therefore, the presumption that it's the Murakama's, is the growing presumption that it belongs to me. So says the Rabban, that must for the achila to indicate that it's mine, I have to time it that it's mine. That I would not become a musik in the Soda, the Murakama would not stop being a Murakama. Like if we could imagine somehow that even after all the Gimel Achilas, I don't walk away being the musik in the field, then the Murakama wouldn't lose it. Because the Murakama, Lemaisa, loses the field to me. He doesn't lose the field to anybody else, he loses it to me. Because the Achila indicates that I bought it from him, that it's mine now and not his. If somehow the achila would not be matzik me in the sada, so it would not be misalik the marakama from the sada. So even though there's no direct interior between the marakama and the machzik, I'm saying it's a very hair-splitting story. I'm not talking to the marakama, I'm not being matzik from the marakama. The marakama is being misalik me'elov. But what's misalik me'elov, little by little, that's the indication. It's a little by little process. If it was I was Maisi from the Murakama, it's not a little by little. I would come with the Raya and be Maisi. I can't come with the Raya and be Maisi because I don't have a Raya. What we have over here is, though, that there's a growing incremental presumption. There's a presumption that's growing that I'm the Muxab, that's mine, which is weakening the presumption that it's the Murakama's. The presumption that it belongs to the Murakama is giving way to a presumption that it belongs to me. And it's that new presumption that's growing that it belongs to me that is weakening the presumption that it belongs to the Murakama. So, if the Murakamas would be out of the picture, I would not need to tie in anything. Because it's nobody's business. Right? I don't have to tie in it because it's nobody's business. My bailus in the field is nobody's business. Nobody's coming to me with a cogent tie. So I don't have to answer to anybody. If I'm made, that it's not mine, that I lose, then I have nothing. But I'm not made anything. I just anybody who comes, I say go away, buzz off. I'm not talking to you. So I don't have to because I'm not having a dinner with anybody. So, but over here, it's my growing cheskes own my chazok in the field. This growing presumption that it's mine that's weakening the presumption that it's the Murakama's. So therefore, there is something happening between me and the Murakama. It's not a direct interior between me and the Murakama. The Murakama is just losing his presumption. But what's the reason why he's losing his presumption is because he's losing the presumption that it's his is because it's being supplanted by the presumption that it's mine. That's what Cheskes Murakama is. It's a presumption. It's a chazoka kamais. It's a presumption of ownership. He owned it yesterday. Presumably, he owns it today. But each time there's another achilo, like another negicha. Each time it shakes us up. We say, well, we were pretty certain about our presumption that it belongs to the Murakama, but maybe it's not so clear. It's each time it gets weakened. Why does it get weakened? Because it gets supplanted by a growing feeling that it belongs to the Matzik. And after three times, then we're sure that we're pretty sure that it's not the Murakama's, because it's really been supplanted by it's totally been erased. The presumption that it's the Murakama's has now been erased. You know, as much as we thought that it's the Murakama's, now we think that it's the Matzik's. So the Cheskes Murakama is out. But what drives out the Cheskes Murakama is the growing my growing mukhzokas. So it's my mukhzokas that's driving out the Murakama. So Rabban says, so even though I'm not being mitzi from the Murakama with the Raya, I'm just making him not a Murakama. But that fact that I'm making him not a Murakama is also a relationship between me and the Murakama. It's a little bit different than the way we first presented to the Rabban, and I think it's changing now in the Gemara also. The first lahalach was the Murakama is mistalik me'elof. The Murakama just goes away, and now I come in a vacuum and I'm machzik. Turns out that's oversimplified. Murakama is not mistalik me'elof because me'elel lo yotze mishusay. We have to say it a little bit differently now. It's not that the Murakama is mistalik me'elof and I have nothing to do with it. I'm just sitting here whistling. Who me? It's nothing to do with me. No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is I am gradually replacing the presumption that it belongs. I am little by little whittling away. Can't come with the Raya Mimaisi. But I'm little, but all he but he's not here. All he has is a Chazaka Kamaisa, the inertia principle that we assume that nothing changes, still belongs to the Murakama. I'm now digging away at that. I'm digging away at the Cheskes Murakama. With each Achila, I weaken the Cheskes Murakama until it disappears. But I'm doing that. I'm the one who's weakening the Cheskes Murakama by replacing it with indications that it's mine. So there is a something that's happening between me and the Murakama. I'm breaking the Cheskes Murakama. He's not Mistalik Me'elov. It's a little bit of change in the Gemara. The Gemara thought the Murakama is Mistalik Me'elov. But the Rabban presented it like Chachilu. But he says, but now it says, correct the Gemara. So why am I having a Taina? Why do I have to Taina? I'm not talking to the Murakama. He's Mistalik Me'elov. So why am I talking to him? So the answer is Me'elel Yosser Mishusay. You do have to talk to the Murakama. You do have there is something between you and the Murakama because you can't just say, well, the Murakama is Mistalik Me'elov. You can only be mistalik me'elov if the achilus would somehow show that me'elel yotzer mishusay has nothing to do with me. You can't do that. You can only be mistalik the Murakama. You can only weaken his cheskes Murakama by replacing it with a presumption that it's yours. So you're the one who's driving out the Murakama. You're not driving him out with a raya because you don't have a raya. So it's not the normal way of driving that. You're driving him out by undermining little by little. You're sneaky. You're undermining his cheskes Murakama by being machzik. So then it is in a way a dintara between the Murakama and the machzik. You're making a presumption that it's yours is driving out the presumption that it's his. So for that already you have to have a taina. If you don't taina, then you don't weaken the cheskes Murakama. You are doing something to the Murakama. You're not being mitzif him in with the raya, but what you're doing to him is you're banging away at his cheskes Murakama. So just you need a taina to do that too. That's what I'm saying. Even to do that, to bang away at the Cheskes Murakama by making indications that it's yours, that also needs a taina. Because you're doing something to the Murakama to drive him out. You're driving out the Cheskes Murakama. To drive out the Cheskes Murakama also needs a taina. That's what the Ramban is saying. I think the Lashon Ramban, it's good. Didn't happen on its own. It's your ownership that's breaking the Cheskes Murakama. You're Achilus, an indication of ownership that's breaking the Cheskes Murakama. Lefichu tzorach taina. So therefore you have to have a taina. Shem leiton leilocha nimsir b'shoshi shalishin.
If you're the one doing the achilus, and you're the one driving him out, why would your achilus that you're doing not be enough to drive him out? Like, you're doing the action, you're doing the espalda, but you drive out, how does the taina add anything additional to you pushing him out?
Because now there is some kind of dintara between you and the Murakama. There is a dintara between you and the Murakama. You are establishing that he's not a Murakama, so that you could be machzik. There's a din v'dvarim between you and the Murakama. Not like the Gemara initially thought that he's mistalik be'elov. No, you have to drive him out. So what's the difference between Yushin Rava? The difference is that according to Rava, you might see him with the raya. You come with a raya that is yours. You don't have a raya, so you can't be mitzim with the raya. So you do something else. But that's what you do in the dintar. In the dintar, you say, Murakama, what do you have? You have a presumption of ownership? I was there 3 years. That broke your presumption of ownership. So there is something going on between the Murakama and the because me'elel yotzer mishusay. So you have to come with the taina that you bought it, and that's indicated by the achilas. And then the achilas can little by little. They can break down the Cheskes Murakama. Yeah.
Do we lose now the answer to my Indian Zulu Zoom? Now it's one person taking from another, so it's
no, because the question of Manyan Zulu Zulu is that the Ramban thought that Cheskes Murakama is a Raya. So he says, what does Raya have to Lashon Mu'ud? Lashon Mu'ud's not a Raya. So that remains true. That we're not, this is also not, according to Holchi Yusha, Cheskel Lashon is also not a Raya. It's just a Reyes in the Cheskel's Murakama. But the Gemara, the Chatkila thought, the Reyes in the Cheskel's Murakama means you don't even need a timer. The Murakama is Mesalas Me'elof. It's Mamash nothing to do with you. You come in after the Murakama is gone. So then you shouldn't even need a timer. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Me'elelo Yosem Meshusay. He's mistalik because you are creating a presumption of ownership that undermines his presumption of ownership. That's already called that there's a din of Torah between you and the Marakam. Just the way the din of Torah happens, in the din of Torah, what happens is not a regular havos rayas, but a breaking. But nonetheless, it's the din of Torah between the Marakam and the Machzin.
Even if this is the reason for why a taina would be necessary in removing the chazar from the Marakam, wouldn't like Hadi Kashiv, if the source for like the basis for Shalashan and being the Chazakah is from Shor Mu'ud, we don't see this notion by Shor Mu'ud, why should it be?
No, by Shor Mu'ud we see that three times can break a presumption. And that's here that would be true here also if the Achilas could show the Me'ela Yotsu Mishusai, that would be true here as well. But since Me'ela Lo Yotsu Mishusai. So therefore what breaks. But it's still called breaking. It's still the same idea of a Shor Mu'ud, that little by little I break my original presumption. Little by little I become convinced that the nega disappeared. So little by little I become convinced that this the presumption of ownership of the Marakama is little by little weakened by the growing presumption that it belongs to the Machzik. And that itself is a dintara between the Machzik and the Marakama. But it's not a dintara that happens on the level of Havos Rayas. It's a dintara that happens on the level of who has the presumption. The Marakama had the presumption, but my growing, my three times eventually replaced it little by little, like a petrified forest. It little by little, you know, year by year, month by month, the presumption that we had in our belly that it belongs to the Marakama, nothing changed, becomes a conviction that it belongs to the Machzik. But it's not Baderech Havos Raya. It's Baderech. But I'm the one who's destroying with my claim that it's mine, and my Achilas. I'm the one who's little by little whittling away at the Cheskes and Marakama, and that's Daimut Shor Mu'ud.
If Me'elelo Yotzer Meshusay is not a concept by Shor Mu'ud, why should it be necessary to solidify Chazaka by Cheskes Shor Mu'ud?
No, it's explaining why it's different than Shor Mu'ud. By Shor Mu'ud, the Achila objectively indicates that it's not a Tam. Here, you can't just say the Achila objectively shows that it's not the Marakamas. It's not true. If you didn't buy it, then the Achila, despite the Achila, is the Marakamas. So the Achila only shows that it's not the Marakamas to the extent that it says that it's yours. So that makes it that you're breaking the Cheskes Marakama. And if you don't taina, so that you're not making a presumption, you're not using the Achila to make a gradual presumption that it's yours, then it doesn't weaken the presumption that belongs to the Marakama. It's a little bit Dvarach HaLashon, it's one line in the Ramban. It's hard to know how much to, you know, maybe it means the Ran. I'm not saying it's impossible. But I thought in the Lashon Ramban, maybe this is more Gishmak.
Can't that be supported from by the fact that if it wasn't only to the extent that you're saying that it's yours, then it would just be that if I did an achila 1 year, then Nathan did the next year, and then I did again the next year, it would be out of the rishus of the marakama. We wouldn't get it, but it would be out of the rishus of the marakama, unless we say that
the only way to get it. That's part of this. It doesn't just become a hefker. It's only yotzer mishus of marakama to the extent that I become convinced that it's the maxis. A third person comes, like you mentioned before, a third person comes from the outside, he's nothing. He's nothing. You know, maybe the Gemara's having it would be, you asked the question before about Kol Dolan Gemara. Maybe the Gemara, up till this point, maybe the Gemara would have thought the Gemara comes from Stalik, somebody else comes in, he could also participate in the Kol Dolan Gemara. But that's changing now in the Gemara. That's exactly the Gemara's point. That the weakening of the Ches Gemara Kama is not, it's only vis-a-vis this guy. Vis-a-vis the whole world, the Gemara Kama hasn't changed. It's only vis-a-vis this guy. So it's only if he's here claiming that it's his, then his achilas can indicate that it's his and have the effect of. I mean, he has to make the taina because if he's not making, because it is a dintara between the machzik and the marakama. To the extent that we're not machzik the machzik, the marakama doesn't lose his presumption. So it is something that the marakama is dealing with the machzik about. So that requires a taina, like every dintara requires a taina. Okay, we're going to stop here. I just want to throw out something to think about. I don't know if I'm going to talk about it in Shir, but just an interesting idea. We have a rule by Cheskel Mishonim, you have to have a taina. To be mitzvah from a Marakama, you have to have a taina. What about my metatlin? What if there's a markama and I have a cheskes metatlin? In a regular case, you know, you had a computer and now I'm holding on to the computer and I claim that I bought it from you, and if I win, because kazaka kol mashik tachas yoder yeshiloi, what if I don't tain? Does cheskes metatlin need to have a tain? So you did the size in kuflam and gimel aleph. Kuflam and gimel aleph says for davar poshut cheskes metatlin also needs a tain. Why should it be any different? Every kazaka needs a tain. Rabbeinu Yoina, in our sugya, b'toich advarim, Rabbeinu Yoina says cheskes metatlin does not need a taina. And he says two reasons why. Not so clear what these reasons mean. It's good to take a look at this Rabbeinu Yoina. Maybe I'll talk about this for a few minutes.